Oh, yeah. Look at this. Chris Bukowski is with us. You know him and you love him from the... He's a former Bachelorette contestant, but he's also been... You've done the Bachelor trifecta, right?
Yep.
Because you did Bachelor in Paradise, right?
Bachelor Pad.
Bachelor Pad.
Not the Bachelor.
Not the Bachelor.
No. He's got three of the four.
Three of the four. Okay.
Yeah, the Bachelor's in my 5-year plan.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Are you done with reality, or you think you would say yes again?
I'm pretty busy right now, so it would have to be the perfect situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're Bartlett native, right? You're from
yes.
the Chicago area.
Yep.
And yeah.
And now you have opened up a restaurant.
Correct.
Here.
Yep.
You've gone from bachelor to flatbread is kind of how I've figured that out. What's it called?
It's called Bracket Room.
Okay. And it's it says an upscale sports lounge. It's 13th and Halsted.
It's
right?
1315 South Halsted. So it's okay. Halsted and Maxwell.
Halsted and Maxwell.
Yeah.
All right.
On
University
right on UIC.
Village
yeah.
area.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, I love that little area.
That's a hot area right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
can't go
area.
Wrong there.
A lot of good restaurants over there.
Now, were you in this before? Did you want to be in the restaurant business before?
Yeah, so this is actually our fourth location.
Oh.
We have three in D.C. It's our first Chicago location. So I always wanted to have it here since I'm from here. So it's now it's happening.
So is it kind of a younger group people go? Is it
It's pretty diverse.
Students?
It's pretty mixed crowd. We get the college students. We get families. So it's pretty mixed right now. And we just opened about 3 weeks ago. So we're still trying to kind of see what kind of crowd we're going to get in there.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What are the favorites, though, on the menu? What do you
Philly cheesesteak egg rolls.
Yeah,
they're life-changing. They're really good.
Man.
And then, you know, typical staples. We got really great tater tots. We have 15 different sauces. And we have healthier items, too. So not your typical bar food. Everything's fresh.
You don't have a dress code like Bottle Blonde, do
no,
you? Where you can't
no.
wear nothing but nothing?
No.
But you have to wear everything?
Okay. Comfortably.
That's the important thing
yeah.
right there.
No manprees or band
None
or low-hanging crotch
Although,
bands?
I don't know if a manpree. A guy shows up in a manpree. I mean, there's trouble there already. I don't know what it is. Or a drop crotch. Unless you're Justin Bieber, there's no reason to be doing that. I don't know. I don't seem to get it. All right, let's talk a little bit about this this Bachelorette and Bachelor phenomenon. What do you make of this?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of it is interesting. If you know, ABC likes to tout this, and since one of my paychecks comes from them, I better say something nice right about
sure.
now. But it does have the most. It is the largest network demographic of the 25 to 54 year old women, you know, in households over $100,000. It's like the crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gold standard of demographics.
It is
for television. Network television doesn't get it anymore. You know, that audience has all moved on to, you know, over the top stuff. Whether it's you know the
Real Housewives.
Netflix or well, that not even that. I mean that stuff. That stuff's on HBO now, and somehow some way that. What the first time I saw it, I'm like, hell no, this ain't gonna work. You can't make people get married. But the point is, I guess they don't make people get married, right?
Right. Well,
very few do.
Yeah, I mean, they get engaged. Not yeah, okay. get married.
But is that part of the deal, like the contract thing? Do they they get some special bonuses for getting engaged?
Well, yeah, there's definitely you know monetary positives of getting engaged. The ring's worth. I mean, it's a big ring, and then you know. It's a 2-year contract, so if you don't get married within the 2 years, you got to give the ring back.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, it's
I wonder if that right there would be fun to like the ring. Like just check the story of a ring from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Track it.
Yeah, whatever happens. So like if you had if Emily Maynard had chosen you on your season, would you have actually what do you think you would have gotten married? Would you get married?
I would have definitely proposed. I don't know if I would have ended up married with her.
I mean, do you guys, when you guys are like in the house sitting around talking about what's going to happen here, let's just be honest here. I mean, are these people almost, there might be one or two people and they're like, dude, I am going to get married. I am finding the love of my life.
Right.
But everybody's there for the TV show, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can definitely figure out within like the first 2 days who's like really like actually going to like pursue this girl or is just there to party or is just there to, you know, get 15 minutes of fame. So
how long did you last?
I brought her home to Chicago. Yeah, I got hometown dates. So I was the
fourth runner up.
Why did she eliminate you? What was the problem with you, Chris?
You know what? I'm still trying to figure it out. No, I'm just kidding. you know, I blame my family, you know, everyone here. It was cold here when she came here. No, it's
oh, I remember this now.
Yeah. Yeah, we walked right down Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did. Now, see, now it's coming back to me. It's all one thing to me. I'm still trying to figure out Trista and Ryan. They're still married.
Yeah. Those two. See, that's when
please stop with that. You must, everybody who defends the show always goes to Trista and Ryan.
But it's changed, I think, year by year. It's like the stakes have been risen to the point where you got this Waboom guy. I mean, you didn't have a Waboom guy back in the beginning. Maybe some people weren't necessarily in it to win it, really, and do what, you know, to get married, but people seem like, in the beginning at least, there were a lot of good intentions.
Yeah, it's turned into a comedy.
It is.
Yeah, it's definitely comedy. Even the spinoff, like Bachelor in Paradise, seems like just a comedy.
Well, right. That's what, unless there's a crime committed.
Right.
I mean, that's the only issue that you kind of run into there. Hey, no, it was cool. I drank a little too much, and okay, I might have been passed out when he had sex, but okay.
Might not have been able to be consent in that situation. Sorry. But what does that mean?
But you know what?
Does that matter?
That's on me. Yeah, I guess that's refreshing, I suppose. I don't know what to. I don't really know what to make of any of it. It is entertaining television. You get sucked into it. The production values are really good because they tell the stories well. I mean, they did drop the Waboom guy on us. Like, we didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
They got to try something new every time.
Every time. But you know what? If you keep looking back, it's pretty much all the same. It's just different a little bit. You know, same kind of dates, same, you know, situations. Mm-hmm.
Can somebody explain the stretch limo to me? No one drives those things anymore.
Right.
What is the point? Like did they get that on sale and they just want to? It's a way of keeping the cost of the production down.
They should just do Ubers, I would imagine, by now. You know?
Yeah, why don't they get. Right, a guy shows up. Okay, get out now. Get out. Are we in place?
Or those party buses you see in the West Loop everywhere. That would be fun.
Yeah, we just all come pouring out of those.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Uber guy waiting for another Uber near him, staying in the driveway, trying to get him out. And you got to go. You got to go.
You're done. Your ride's over. One star for you.
I know. It is a what year was that? How many years ago? 2012, right?
2012 is the first season, yeah.
Yeah. So for you.
For me.
And then you worked your way through the other things. Where was your Bachelor in Paradise?
It was in Tulum, Mexico.
Oh.
That's kind of fun.
That's fun.
It was awful. It was like a...
Really?
Wasn't paradise?
It wasn't paradise.
Did something gigantic crawl into the bed with you?
Yeah, scorpion fights in the bedrooms and no plumbing, no air conditioning because they don't want you to hut up. They want you to be outside and drinking and, you know, hanging out with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to be uncomfortable.
Hot tub.
Hot tub's not... It's not great.
You gotta be careful. You know, the hot tub is a breeder of skin infections, and that is an issue. That's too bad, man.
That's too bad.
But how many weeks were you on that shoot?
Paradise was like 4 weeks.
So you're down there 4 weeks with scorpions and the whole deal.
Mosquitoes. I mean, I sound like super but it was bad. I'm telling you, like people had to leave because they had so many bug bites on their legs.
It didn't look that bad. I mean, they make it look like paradise.
Total paradise. They edit around the
a lot of things. Let's
around
be
the
honest.
Swelling of the legs.
Well, listen, you couldn't flush the toilet, so you had to put toilet paper in the garbage cans.
That happened when I covered the Olympics in Greece. They had that issue, and everyone thought it was the most disgusting thing ever, and it was.
It's horrible.
It really is horrible.
And you're in Tulum too. I mean, it's like, you know, in Mexico, God knows what's going to happen in there. Hey, was the pay okay?
The spinoffs are good because you get paid per episode.
Nice.
Yeah, and then you get supposedly a vacation. But like on Bachelorette and Bachelor, you only get paid if you make it a certain amount of the way. They give you like a stipend based on the job you were at or whatnot. So.
Right, they pay whatever you... What were you doing before this?
So I was actually working for a marketing company. I was working, like, you know, the Sears Center out in Huffman Estates?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was doing some corporate advertising for them in the Allstate Arena, a lot of different arenas in the Chicagoland area.
All right. Well, now, if you would like to help Chris Bukowski stay employed, go to his restaurant, Bracket Room Chicago, which is at 1315 South Halsted in Chicago, University Village. It's a party. Listen, you want an egg roll that's got the Philly cheesesteak in it?
I mean, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? Nothing. 13th and Maxwell right there.
Good.
All right. Thank you very much, man. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it. All right. So we have between 13th and Maxwell, I should say.
Fear the Flames.
Yes, Fear the Flame. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure there's a lot of Flame people there, right? UIC people?
Absolutely. Right on campus there. Yeah, so.
That's excellent. All right. Let us now find out from Violetta Podramedic what was her name? Violetta Potomatic. She's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots last of the afternoon.